There are a lot of writers living in New York City, in Brooklyn in particular, apparently, so it's no surprise that many, many great stories are from and about the city that never sleeps. I'm Lisa Morgan, and today on The Weekly Reader, our book critic Marian Winnick reviews two new novels set in the Big Apple. Hi, Marian.
Hi, Lisa. Regrets about her choices in work and love come back to haunt a New York art director and mother of two in You Again by Deborah Jo Immergut. The haunting is no metaphor. 46-year-old Abby Willard looks out her taxi window one afternoon to see herself, at the age of 22, walking down the street. Back then, she was an aspiring painter dating a photographer with a heroin problem. She assumes she must be imagining things until she sees herself again a few days later, now reading on a former favorite bench outside the public library. Other scary things are happening, too. Among them, her 16-year-old son has gotten involved with a bunch of very rowdy Antifa activists, and before long, she's having to retrieve him from the police station. There she crosses paths with a handsome detective, whose attentions and appeal put pressure on the fault lines of her foundering marriage. Meanwhile, in a concurrent storyline, we learn of an investigation into the many mysteries about Ms. Willard's role in the deadly events of 2015. Deadly events, huh? The heat is on. Combining psychological suspense and fantasy, You Again is many things at once: a family drama, a meditation on regret, a story of art world ambition, and a fictional experiment concerning the nature of time and reality. In short, an unusual and provocative novel. The latest from Caroline Levitt, With or Without You, also takes us to New York City and also features a character with regrets. In this case, it's Simon, a handsome rock star whose once promising career has dwindled to almost nothing. One night, as he and his wife Stella are drowning their sorrows in a bottle of wine, he shares some mystery pills he finds in his pocket. And next thing he knows, she's in a coma. As Simon keeps vigil by Stella's hospital bed, he gets the evil eye from her best friend Libby, a doctor who works in the building. Libby thought Simon was a self-centered loser even before he slipped Stella this Mickey, and now she really can't stand him. Well, you can guess from how much these two hate each other that they're probably going to end up in bed. It's hard to run a love triangle with one of the players unconscious, and since it says on the book jacket, I can tell you that Stella wakes up after a couple of months. Now things are really complicated. Before she got knocked out, she was on the verge of deciding she had outgrown her marriage and her one-time agreement that she didn't want children. Post-coma, she can't even remember why she chose a green comforter for her bed. On the plus side, she has an amazing new artistic gift that verges on the superhuman. We reviewed Caroline Levitt's last novel, Cruel Beautiful World, on the very first episode of The Weekly Reader in 2017. That very different novel also displayed the quality I like most about Levitt's work: her fearlessness with plot. She's not afraid to smite her characters with disaster, and she can pull off a miracle coma recovery before breakfast.
The books are You Again by Deborah Jo Immergut and With or Without You by Caroline Levitt. You can find more information about these titles, links to reviews, and our podcast at wipr.org/programs/weekly-reader. That's also where you'll find hundreds of book recommendations from past episodes of The Weekly Reader, so you'll always have something wonderful to read. The Weekly Reader podcast is made possible by the Ivy Bookshop. For The Weekly Reader, I'm Lisa Morgan.
And I'm Marian Winnick.